The Mystic's Almanac, Navigating Life with Science and Soul, with Judith Boyce. Fame. Sitting at the airport waiting for a flight, a young dad was flipping his squealing four-year-old upside down. When the father set down his son on both feet, the boy threw back his arms and said, "I want to be famous." Then the boy lifted up his arms, waiting for his dad to turn his world upside down again. "Famous for what?" asked the dad before planting noisy kisses on his son's belly. "Aye, famous," gasped the boy between giggles. "Famous for what?" The dad's question dogged me during the flight. I thought of Stephen Covey asking his readers to imagine what they wanted to hear at their funeral, not a morbid question focused on their death, but rather a gateway to insight about the compass they would use to guide their living. The most basic way of understanding fame would be to ask, "How do I want to be remembered?" I seriously doubt, though, that the four-year-old was preoccupied with his legacy. I'm assuming what he wanted was attention, maybe notoriety, and the privilege that comes with fame. Recently, I read an article about the children who starred in the revival of the Mickey Mouse Club TV show and how they fared in their adult lives. "It was weird," said Justin Timberlake. "All the people on the set referred to me as Sir, and I was a kid. They talked about their wives, their families. They confided in me like an adult. As a kid, that gives you a really warped view of the world." Adult stars seem to fall prey to similar illusions. They think they are somehow exempt from the rules the rest of us are expected to follow. Sometimes the rule-breaking is inspired. Mother Teresa certainly never allowed anything, even border patrols and wars, to stop her. Usually, though, the famous squander their immunity on lesser acts. Pee-wee Herman was arrested for masturbating in a sleazy porn theater. "You can't do this," he protested from the back of the patrol car en route to the police precinct. "I'm Pee-wee Herman." The officers smiled and shook their heads. Sadly for Pee-wee, the arrest ended his primetime children's TV show. Fame did not protect him from his indiscretions. Lindsay Lohan has fared better, flaunting laws, probation officers, and judges numerous times. I yawn when I read her latest escapades, just as I greet reports of Brad Pitt's exemplary parenting with ennui. Lindsay's story, though, is an example of why that young boy longs for fame. Who wouldn't love to act on every impulse and slide through innumerable encounters with the law unscathed? Maybe the famous fascinate us because their lives seem charmed, immune to the daily drudgery we long to escape. Money, I think, would eradicate so many stressors from my life. Sigmund Freud confided that he preferred to work with wealthy clients because they knew that money would not solve their problems. They already had dispelled that illusion. Money, privilege, prestige. Why do people seek fame? Perhaps, at best, fame is a side effect of doing something well, with passion, that I love. Fame is a collateral benefit, not a primary cause. Fame for fame's sake has no substance, no direction, and no ground of being. The exotic garner fame. An owl at midday or a peregrine nesting on a skyscraper are rare and therefore noteworthy. Sparrows, though, are not pretty. Their feathers are brown, their song a raspy chirp, their nests unremarkable. No one hunts sparrows. They incite neither excitement nor scorn. They are engaged in the day-to-day world of gathering food, nesting, mating, and raising young. Like the working class, they are focused on the job of living. Their lives are noteworthy for their ordinariness, which in turn breeds steadiness. No meteoric rise or fall, no quixotic brushes with notoriety, just a steady devotion to life and all its ragtag splendor. "What do you want to be famous for?" asked the dad. "For doing what I love," I would reply as he hurled my legs above his head and left me dangling 3 feet from the floor. "Yes," I would shout, "for doing what I love."
Judith Boyce is a naturopathic physician, acupuncturist, and award-winning author. She lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.